Hey guys, this is Caroline Ferguson over here with the Southwest Utility Solutions podcast, and I am super, super excited this morning. We still have 20 minutes to the morning. This morning to be talking to my good friend, Miss Ginger, over at Q10. Ginger, do you want to introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi guys, my name is Ginger Bernstein, and I'm with Q10 Property Advisors, and I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. It's so awesome to talk to you. It's one of my favorite parts of my job is to talk to multifamily leaders. That is just, it gets me going. I love it. So I know it sounds silly, but I love it. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about Jacinto Palms, one of Q10's properties. In case you haven't heard, Jacinto Palms just won apartment property of the year in its category. That's a huge deal. So I wanted to spend a few minutes with Ginger this morning and learn a little bit about her and talk about the property. So Ginger, let's start with you. How did you get into multifamily?
Well, believe it or not, I've been in multifamily my whole adult life.
Wow.
It's basically all I've ever done. So my mother was a property manager. As I was growing up, and so I would go to the office with her, and when I was a teenager, she had, of course, made me go to work with her and do all of her grunt work, finally, things like that, and eventually, I started following the leasing agents around and just kind of, got into that. I love the sales part of it and the leasing and marketing end of it, so that's kind of how I started, for free.
That's awesome. How cool. So real, literally your whole life. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. My mom retired from it several years ago, but it's just something that I loved, and it just stuck with me, and I loved it. So
that's fantastic.
Here I am still today.
Wow. Look at that. What would you say your favorite part about multifamily is?
Oh, gosh. Well, I would say the people, I guess, because you get so many relationships and just everything. It's never a dull moment. Every day is different. It's not the same humdrum, job aspect. It's always exciting, and you never know what you're going to get tomorrow. So it's
fun. No kidding. That's definitely the truth. I just hit my 1 year anniversary within multifamily, and if I've learned one thing, it is that there are no 2 days that are ever the same.
Right.
Everything is always changing.
Absolutely. And that's what I've always liked about it, what's tomorrow gonna bring, the excitement of it, and you always think you saw everything or heard everything, and then something else happens.
So, yep.
It's fun. Yeah.
It keeps you busy for sure, you never get bored of this job.
That's right.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's dive into talking about Jacinto Palms for a second. So just to reiterate, if you're just tuning in, guys, Jacinto Palms just won property of the year, apartment property of the year in its category, which is a huge deal and a massive win. And it really just goes to show that, the team behind Jacinto Palms, beautiful property, even its residents, all contribute to that huge success. So, Ginger, in your opinion, what do you think made Jacinto Palms stand out apart from other properties and bring home this win?
Well, I just think that it's a lot of hard work and dedication on everyone's part, the employees for sure, the property manager, and the leasing, the lead maintenance, and the make ready guy. There's only three of them that work there.
Wow.
Just have excelled so much, and we have great owners, and just everybody working together and just making that property a success and continuing with it as we are today.
Yeah, it really shows too. I think Jacinto Palms is one of the anomalies within the industry. I was talking to Blanca on the property. Blanca's, for you guys who don't know, Blanca's the wonderful property manager there. I was talking to her last week, and I was just kind of saying, this is amazing. Like, obviously, your leadership has made your property stand out for the better.
Right.
And she said, you know, it's not just me, it's my team. And I was like, wow, does that say something on behalf of the leadership within your organization that that was your first response? It's my team. That's a big deal. And it really, it obviously sets you guys apart. And the industry recognized that. So congratulations.
Thank you. We're so excited. We're so excited and honored and humbled to get the award, to not only be nominated, but to actually win the award is so awesome. We're so grateful and, you know, thankful for that.
That's so great. All right, last question for you. Okay, so for all of the newbies within multifamily, property management or on the supplier side, what's your best piece of advice for people starting out?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one because the industry has changed so much since I started in the industry. It was all, you know, way different then. But I guess my best piece of advice is to, you know, be consistent and you know, be fair and always go by, you know, fair housing guidelines and keep up your training and your education part of it within the industry, be in tune to your apartment association, you know, be involved as much as possible and just have fun with your job.
That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, enjoy it. And it makes it so much better.
I think the education component within multifamily is very interesting because there's so many opportunities to become better at what you do. Like, it's just constantly thrown at you. Like, get involved with this, take this class, take this course. Like, the opportunities are endless to be as educated as possible. So,
and you know, our laws and governing and all that change so often.
Right.
That you have to keep up with it. You know, to know what's going on and be in tune. Stephanie, my partner at Q10, always says be curious. And, you know, I've learned so much from her. And it's so true. Be curious of things and ask questions and, you know, be involved and stuff. And you find out a lot that way.
Yeah, no kidding. Be curious. All right, guys. There's your advice. Be curious. That is a great way to wrap this up. Thank you, Ginger, for chatting with me this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, and guys, thanks for listening. I appreciate you as always. Stay tuned for more content as we talk to some of our most valued, appreciated, and loved clients here at Southwest Utility Solutions. Tune back next time for our next episode. And until then, I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you so much, Ginger. That's it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.